We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Any day you get the Flaming Lips is a good day. Do you realize that the Washington football team is now the 7th seed in the NFC? A lot of football left, but it doesn't change that right now. They are the 7th seed in the NFC. It is Victory Tuesday. Not Victory Monday, B. Victory Tuesday on B. Mitch and Finley. Presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Also, text in with the homie Ahmet. Victory Tuesday from Ahmet, too. How's this sound, boys? B-dubs. Get a whole rack of wings and we'll just chow down. Landfill's into it. Kodo seems into it. B. Mitch is nodding his head. Maybe some fried food appetizers along the way. I just looked at the menu. They got fried pickles.
You can have that.
Yeah, I'm not that into
that. They have actually the Buffalo Wild Wings, the buffalo sauce. Well, I mean, the dip.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's like the little buffalo dip. It's good as hell.
Buffalo. I'm into buffalo dip. Ooh, you know what your boy's into? Onion rings. Onions, gross. Onion rings.
The guy that hates onions. He ate a lot of onions yesterday, and he eating onion rings. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
I didn't have onions yesterday.
It was 8 jumbo onions in that gumbo.
Well, those were cooked. Here we go. It's time to get to the phone lines. We're going to start with our guy, Jupe, who has – listen, when things are going well and you're riding a hot streak, you let the traditions continue. It's time for Jupe's victory ritual. Jupe, what up, man?
JP, B. Mitch, yes, you know what time it is. Time for the victory ritual. Hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Hey, no, but for real, woo! Because that game last night, especially on them two onside kicks, boy, had my blood pressure high as I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. it was nerve-wracking there at the end.
Yeah, it definitely was. But the Ronnomics is in full effect. They said his team do better the second half of the year. So, you know, knock on wood. Hopefully this thing keep going in the right direction. I know what they did on the bye.
Did you call it Ronanomics?
Yep, I call it Ronanomics.
I kind of like that.
But on that bye, Ron heard Bill Callahan. They did some self scout. That's why they playing so good right now. They did some self scouting on the bye. But two quick things I want to say. One, on Taylor Heineke, I was waiting. He kind of reminds me of Bradley Beal. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying on his caliber of play. I'm just saying about the injury prone. Because remember, when Bradley Beal first came to the Wizards, he was often injured, and now he's overcome that. So maybe Taylor's working through that right now. He's able to overcome them injury prones. And if he keeps playing at this way he's playing, I would say let's just rock out with him and Cal Harlan next year. Second thing is a quick question I want to ask you, B. Mitch. When I was hearing you talk about Gibson, do you think, I guess you could say on some of his timidness on some of those plays, that the injuries is a factor? I'll listen to Hang Up. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Jupe, one more woo for me.
Woo! I give it to you.
Woo! I need John Bennett to call in.
I think it's a combination of him still learning the position, and also it could be the injuries. You know, like you get told to protect yourself. You know, we need you. And those things happen, but eventually, when you try to protect yourself on the football field, normally when something goes wrong. But you'll get it.
I think it's just kind of a maturation process. Landfill, I'd like to get your best Ric Flair woo. Is that something you can do for us this morning?
Woo!
Pretty strong. Cody Betts, how about you?
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Cody Betts, I got a follow-up question for you. Do you know who Ric Flair is?
Yeah, two claps and a Ric Flair.
Do you know who Ric Flair is?
The wrestler, JP.
Okay, all right, cool. Landfill, what's your take on last night, man?
I mean, they completely dominated the game, and they somehow still only won by 2 points. That's not the most reassuring thing in the world. I kind of felt if they ended up losing there, somebody would have had to have been fired. And my preference was Scott Turner.
Jesus.
My preference was Scott Turner because they had third and one, like four straight drives, and he ran the same play with Jarrett Patterson, like running into the middle. They had different guys running it each time, but it was the same play. It didn't work. It was during that chunk of the game where the Seahawks were just going three and out for five straight drives. They couldn't get any sustain any possession, take any time off the clock. It was disastrous. I wasn't happy with that. And I also think it's ridiculous they didn't try a field goal there at the end of the game. You have to have somebody who can kick a field goal from 5 yards away. You have to try it.
I actually thought this was pretty interesting. Courtney Rivera, Ron Rivera's daughter that works for the team, put out a tweet last night, and I'll just read it. Something that her Twitter is at NFL2UCLA, if you want to check it out. Something that I feel like some of you don't know or forget, Tress is a lefty punter. If Tress kicks, that means we have a backup holder holding for a lefty kicker. Mm. It's hard enough to be a holder when you don't practice it every day, but to go from righty to lefty kicker isn't easy.
Here's I've heard people make this claim, but I'm not sure that they're aware of this. There are 50 other guys on the team. Have Tressway be the holder and have Adam Humphreys kick the field goal. Bobby McCain, have him kick the field goal. It's 5 yards, dude. It's 5 yards.
I tried to explain it to Lanfair earlier.
NFL specialists are much more specialized than people think.
Well, the way I said it last night, I was talking to one of my friends, and I said, they were saying the same things you were saying. And I said, if the guys that you're paying to do the job don't just hit it 100% of the time, you can't expect somebody else that hadn't done it to come into the game and hit it.
That's fair, but we're not talking about a 40-yarder. We're talking 5 yards away. And NFL, the guys
yards,
you pay...
5 yards away, five yards add away 17
ends up being
on that.
A 23-yarder.
Add 23-yarder, the guys that you do pay are damn near 100% from 23 yards away. And, okay, fine. If you have to have the backup holder, why the hell is it the backup plan, the emergency plan, is if Joey Sly gets hurt, then there's just no emergency kicker because Tressway has to kick and then you have to do a new holder thing.
I think what happened last night is when Tress was talking, Tress said he told Coach 38 is his range. He didn't say 38, I'm 100%. But when they brought in, when they first signed Cheeseman, they kept saying the operation. That's a major problem. And I guarantee you, there's not many full speed, Tressway kicking the field goal, and somebody else holding practices because I was on three different teams and I watch it a lot. Most of these kickers, they do it so much to where it's the snapper, the holder, who's normally the punter, and the kicker. Those three people, that's the three amigos. They hang together 24/7.
Nonstop.
And once it switches up, the last thing you want to do, Tressway does his job extremely well. So put him in the game to kick a field goal, and he messes it up. You're like, damn, I wasn't trying to go into the game and kick no damn field goal. But you never know what's going to happen. But I think that's why you come up with multiple two-point plays to be able to just go.
I believe that was the first two-point conversion of Scott Turner's career here in Washington, the first one they converted. Let's hit these phones. Let's go to Mike is in Chicago. What's up, Mike? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley on a Victory Tuesday.
I can't believe it, guys. I mean, I've been a longtime fan of this, you know, the football team for forever. I mean, I grew up in the D.C. area, so being a big fan of Brian Mitchell and just watching Smash Mouth football, I think everyone in the last 25 years, we're all kind of pessimistic now. We're all cautious when anything really good happens. But if you look at it, last night we went against a top three dogfight team in the last 10 years. Maybe you say the Steelers is better and the Patriots, But when it comes to dog fights, the Seahawks are up there. I mean, they win ugly, and they didn't last night. Then you got Russell Wilson, who's an icon. It's Monday Night Football. They were coming off a bye week, so they're rested. And we didn't have a field goal kicker. I mean, sometimes we just have to sit back. When something good happens, let it just flow over us. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. Listen, man, thank you for the call. It's okay to be happy after
but
a win.
But I think, Mike, you got to realize, you say for the last 25 years, it's because people have seen stuff, and you live and you learn. And I've also been in those locker rooms where when things go well, when you win a game, they don't just gloss over the things that happened wrong in the game.
Totally.
And that's why you get my approach the way I am. You know, I know fans see a victory, and then they forget everything else. But you know what? Those players got to correct things. And that's why I bring it the way I bring it, and that's the way I know it. So you probably will not – if it was a Super Bowl and we won the game like that ugly, you hear me just celebrating because it's the last damn game of the season. But it ain't that yet. So we got to figure that out.
A couple tweets that support Lamphill. Zuckid on Twitter says, Tress needed to kick that ball. Also, we need a plan if the kicker goes down. Lamphill is right. This one's from Quarantine Tra-La-La. Isn't the percentage of making a 20-yard field goal higher than going for fourth and goal from the five? And if you miss, you're still basically in the same spot on defense?
Yeah, it's higher. It's higher if you go for it on with your full-time kicker. Yeah, I guarantee it's not higher if you're going with a damn backup kicker or a backup whoever.
Teach Troy Apke to kick. All he does is play special teams. Why, like, have the guy kick a little bit. It's 23 yards.
It's not the easiest thing in the world.
It's not as easy as it seems.
I'll tell you like this.
I hear what you're
saying.
What
we could do, we could take out the next few people, just pick them up and go let them kick some field
goals. Send Stallion.
Without anybody rushing.
Send Stallion
out. And I guarantee you're going to be a lot of misses.
Yeah, but we're not professional athletes.
But professional athletes are not professional athletes at everything. They're professional athletes at whatever they do.
I feel like if you got 50-something guys, you can teach one of them to kick reasonably decently from 25 yards.
I told you, Lamphill.
That may be true, but they weren't going to be able to teach him to do it last night on the sideline.
I was a backup kicker in high school.
Right.
And I told you what I did my first kick.
I've never heard this.
Straight into the damn stands.
Wait, from where?
No, I was kicking off. And I used to kick barefoot. So I went to
what?
I plant the foot, and when I kicked it, went straight in the damn stands.
Left or right?
I right footed. No, the right stands.
What? You used to kick barefooted?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the kickers in the NFL were doing it, so that's how I learned how to do it.
So you would literally take your shoe off to kick?
Yeah.
But then would you run down on coverage?
Hell no. I kicked the ball and get to the sideline, but I only did it twice. One time I kicked it out of bounds, one time I kicked it like down to the five. That was it.
The Patriots have had multiple random players kick extra points.
But that was just Bill being Bill, though.
But what that says to me...
Did they make every one of them?
What that says to me, I think so. What that says to me is you can teach an NFL football player to kick field goals.
Ocho Cinco did it because he liked soccer and he was learning all that stuff. So that's what he did at practice, and it allowed him to do it one time, I think. But other than that, I know. I never saw... the punter was the backup kicker when I was in Philly, and David Akers was a left-footed kicker. Okay? And the punter was right-footed. I never saw them ever think about doing it. Well, David didn't get hurt much. He did. He got a little strain one time, but he was still able to kick. But I've never really seen the backup guy just go in there and be nailing them.
James Schneider on Twitter says, have Lamphill go kick a 23-yarder.
Yeah, Lamphill.
See, I couldn't. I'm not a professional athlete.
But, hey.
I think it's one of those things that I think now that it's occurred, you try to address, to your point. I think last night just kind of happened.
The question I would ask is, the backup holder is probably Joey Sly.
How would he be the holder when he's the kicker?
If he gets hurt.
He could still hold.
And I would think that hamstring pull was so tender, he couldn't even get down in the stand.
I mean, the way he went down, made it seem pretty clear.
When that hammy goes pop, you feel like somebody shot you right in the back of your hamstring.
I believe we can all agree on something, on one singular thing. Do not bring back Chris Blewett.
Hey, man, you never know. Maybe don't worry.
Yeah, I'm okay if I'm with them scouting outside the Northern Virginia area for the replacement kicker.
Well, hell, they shouldn't have to leave out of Ashburn. I'm sure somebody in Ashburn kicked the ball before.
22 yards?
Some high school kickers who might be able to just...
I'm okay
high school kicker sign up for the weekend?
I don't know. Whoever the backup left tackle is, have that guy kick a 23-yarder in an emergency situation. But if they're going into to the week, they should try to find a kicker.
Like Tress said, if it was like a half, he probably would have kicked it. But I think this is what they were thinking about. We run a guy out there who hadn't done it, okay? And I'm sure he hadn't done it in a full game situation. We just had one blocked and ran all the way back. You think we want to put somebody out here now? If that gets blocked and he goes all the way back, you got a lot of questions going on today.
Go sign this kid, Jake Verity, off the Ravens practice squad. That's my suggestion. He looked great in preseason.
Well, you know,
Baltimore, not Northern Virginia, so I'm good with it.
They're going to probably say, well, you want to trade for him because we'll pay him a little extra money to keep him here.
Pay the extra money. Pay the extra money.
Isn't that the kid that everybody was raving about that when he got a chance in preseason, he was missing them all over the place?
No, I thought he was pretty good in preseason.
When they played us, did he miss two against us in the preseason?
I don't recall, be honestly.
I thought he missed like one or two field goals, and I was like, well, damn, this is the guy they're talking about?
All right, I'm going on a deep dive now. I got Jake Verity preseason kicking stats. Three preseason games, he went 4 of 5 on field goals, and
they missed one against Washington, wasn't it?
I don't know, but you seem very adamant, and I'll just believe you.
I just heard a lot of talk about him, and then I remember him missing the field goal, and I'm like, well, damn, that's the guy that they're talking about.
He's healthy. He's healthy, and he's not Chris Blewett. That's kind of the minimum base expectations for me.
Oh, man, we can get Cody. Cody Best is young, spry. He should be able to do it.
Cody, you think you can kick a 23-yarder?
Absolutely not. It'd be worse than Chris Blewett. There are some names that are out there. Dan Bailey, Stephen Gostkowski, Cody Parkey, Eddie Pinheiro.
Dan Bailey, somebody's been around.
Gostkowski's got some rings, doesn't he? Didn't he kick for the Pats for a while?
They're still out there.
The kick that was blocked, did you all think it was low? Or did he?
I think the snap was a little slow, and I think the pressure just busted through the line.
But it looks like the guy was here and it hit him like here. It didn't seem like that got very much lift. Based off of what he had been doing, I didn't see a lot of lift on that one. And I don't know. Like sometimes when these kickers have these hamstring pulls, you normally feel a little tight because they feel tight a lot. I remember I watched David Aker stretch so damn much, I thought he was going to rip his rip his hamstring.
I mean, Joey Sly is swole for sure.
Yeah.
When's the last time you think he sprinted 40 yards? The combine?
Oh, I don't know.
But, I mean, the way he went down, that hammy was not ready for top speed.
If you lift weights, stretch. That's all I'm going to say. He looked a little tight when he was running.
He looked a little tight. A lot of folks are asking if they could have tried a drop kick with Tress. After the game, Tress said he's not equipped for that.
But the drop kick, that has to be perfect. How often do people really think that people practice a drop kick with people rushing?
If Taylor Heinicke wants to continue to build his cult following, learn to drop kick, dude. Remember Flutie used to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. What the hell do I know, Brian?
I'm just saying.
We got to go. Hold on. We got to go.
Football's changed.
Barstool Nate joins us. After that, we're taking all the calls. Everybody, we're coming for you. Don't worry. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Victory Tuesday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. You know who's always lovely? Our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. He's also on the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Let's go to New York City and talk to Eric Nathan. Nate, what up, man? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. What a great Tuesday it is. I don't know if we've had a better Tuesday in a decade. How are you guys
it's
today?
It's been a while.
How high are you after a three-game win streak for your Washington football team?
For our beloved football team? Yeah, it's great. It feels similar to last season where everything was bad and then it turned around at the end of the season and now you just feel the hype train, you know, loading up. I will be the first to admit I was about as down on this team as a human being could possibly be. And as they are wont to do, they have pulled me right back in. It's very exciting. Everybody's playing great. The coaching has completely turned around, especially the defense. And it's just when we talk about this all the time, when the team is winning, like spirits are high and everything's happier and everything just feels great today. It's a great Tuesday to be alive.
Nothing could happen to mess up your day today.
Well.
How do you grade last night's performance? Because I think you can make the argument that to win when you're not playing your best is almost just as important as winning when you are playing your best.
Yeah, they stuck to the game plan. Like, it did not move away from it. Just, you know, Antonio Gibson had 29 carries. We would be hard pressed to find the last time, you know, we ran the ball 29 times and at a pretty good average. I think he averaged 4 yards a carry. You know, Heinicke did exactly what he needed to do. He wasn't careless. You know, there was one play specifically where I was holding my breath and it looked like he was about to just make another one of those wild dives and probably fumble. Yeah. And he took the conservative route and I think he just got out of bounds. Yeah. It was one of the more well just put together game plans. Everybody did their job. It wasn't anything fancy, but they looked like the better team. And that was what was important to me is like, this team looks like they belong. I know Seattle has all sorts of issues, but still Russ on Monday night, you never rule him out. And they contained him, you know, got to him. You know, DK Metcalf completely out of the game, which was huge, and came away with a win at home on Monday night. It's one of the more just perfect wins that a team can get.
As you start thinking about the possibilities here, are you allowing yourself to do that just yet? You know, JP been trying to do it for the last 4 weeks, and I try to hold him off a little bit, but today I can't hold him off anymore. Are you allowing yourself to think beyond? Are you saying, I'm going to let this play itself out?
I always think beyond. I take any little glimmer of hope and I run with it, because what else can we really do when we're fans of this team and we've been so beaten down? We're in the playoffs right now. If they decide to start the playoffs today, for whatever reason, I don't know what would happen to make them want to do that, but we would be in it. And so why not look ahead? Let's say split with the Cowboys, beat the Eagles twice, win against the Giants, and we have the Raiders next week. Like, that's not a bad remaining schedule, and the rest of the NFC is in disarray. Like, there's not that many great teams, and Washington playing our best football of the season. So, yeah, I'll throw around the P word with you, JP. I'll talk about it. Things are looking good.
There are only two teams in the NFC that are currently on a three-game win streak. It's the Washington football team and the San Francisco 49ers. So,
and I don't think San Francisco is that good.
Ah, they're physical, man. They are a physical. I wouldn't want to play them. In the next month, the way they just play slobber knocker football. So talking about Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Check out his content at BarstoolSports.com and on Twitter at Barstool Nate. What are your biggest concerns going forward over these final six games, where, you know, we've been clear Washington has a real chance at a wild card spot, and the way they're running the ball, maybe, sneaking out a win in the playoffs. What concerns you going forward?
It's got to be injuries and depth. We saw McKissick leave. I think they said he's doing fine now. We don't have a kicker. I thought the offensive line at times last night was very shaky and didn't give Heinicke the time he needed to, just make his reads and move the football. We're a banged-up team. The defensive line obviously hasn't panned out the way we wanted it, and now, no Chase and no Sweat. It was nice to see Kerr Samuel play a football game last night. It's nice that some people are coming back and getting healthy, but it has to be depth and just injuries. And I know every team deals with it, but it feels like we've been hit, pretty hard in key positions. And I don't even think Antonio Gibson was 100% last night. Mm-hmm. There were some plays where he didn't look like he had all of his burst that we usually see out of him. So I know maybe that's like a layup of an answer, but it has to be just the injuries and the depth.
I think
come back and bite you.
When you mention offensive line, it takes me back, and I look at a few plays last night, and when I start looking ahead, I'm looking at from base. I saw some pass rushes for the Raiders last week.
Yep.
That when I saw I forgot the kid, the dude has the most sacks for the Seahawks, the young kid coming off the edge. Was it Leno? Was that right?
Charles
tackle?
Leno is left tackle.
Who's the right tackle?
Cornelius Lucas.
He's gonna have to. She have to get his stuff together.
Luke. Honestly, one thing. Last night, the left side of the offensive line with Charles Leno and Eric Flowers was better than the right side of the offensive line with Brandon Scherff and Cornelius Lucas. I mean, Scherff had a pair of just brutal holding calls. I have been impressed, though. I mean, they're down to their fourth center. And center's the one making the adjustments, making the protection calls. And it's been encouraging, man, the way they commit and just stick to the run. Nate, I asked this question. I'm going to ask it on the phone lines next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's a pool.
Uh-oh.
And the pool represents how in on Taylor Heinicke you are.
Here we go.
I have maintained that I have never gotten above my nipples. I'm just in the shallow end. I am above my belly button. There are lots of people out there doing cannonballs into the deep end. B Mitch, are you putting a toe in, or are you still in the cabana having a cocktail?
I'm outside the cabana now. I'm on the lounge chair. I'm getting closer. I took off my little towel, my robe.
Oh, Beavis took his robe off, Nate.
Yeah, I'm showing my muscles and stuff now.
I would say that's just because he works out. Like, that's the only reason why he took his robe off.
Where are you?
it's hard, right? Because we like what we see out of him. He's an exciting player to watch. But then you think, what does it take to win a Super Bowl? It usually, more times than less, takes a Tom Brady, a Mahomes, that the season that Patrick Wentz put together. I know Nick Foles ended up winning it, but he was incredible that season. You know, just go back, you know, to when Russell Wilson was crushing it, and so on and so forth. It takes a premier quarterback to win in the NFL. We know that. There's a reason that teams will draft a first-round quarterback year after year after year until they finally get one that sticks. The reason we've done that year after year and haven't found one that sticks. Heineke, God, you know, he's a great Band-Aid. He's a great in-between. I don't know if we know what his absolute ceiling is. But when it just comes down to it, do you see him as the guy to lead a team to a Super Bowl? Right now, I would say no. That can change. There's still plenty of football left to be played. But right now, I would say I like the pool. I'm enjoying it. It's sunny. You know, the chlorine.
Are you standing up in the pool?
Yeah, I'm standing. I'm standing, but I'm not doing any sort of cannonballs. I enjoy it, but if I see a prettier pool down the way, I'll jump into that pool.
He's on the part of the pool like you and Pete were hanging out at
Larry's house.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting. I think we've gotten to a point where Heineke's certainly back next year, and unless they identify a rookie they really love, I'm not sure there's somebody else coming. I mean, watching Russ Wilson last night, and let's not try to have dramatic recency bias here because it's pretty clear that he's hurt. Would you want Russ if it required giving up draft picks and Daron Payne or something?
God. you know, he's 32. He's turning 33. Or he turned 32.
He turned 33 yesterday.
Yesterday. He's one of those guys where you have to look, is he a Tom Brady? Can he play till he's 40? Or are we watching him slow down? Are we literally currently watching him not fall apart? He's still a good quarterback. You know, he has a 12 touchdown, 3 interception ratio, you know, pretty solid completion percentage. I think it's like 65% of his passes. But he's a good quarterback. There's no saying that Russ is not a good quarterback. Do you mortgage multiple first round picks and a starter in the defensive line, a stud, for him? We had this conversation about Deshaun Watson, and we've had it about a few other guys because we're so desperate for a quarterback. I don't think the price will be good, but once you have your guy and he can be the guy for another five, let's say he can play another 5 years until he's 37, then absolutely yes. If it's such a tough one for him, right? Because he doesn't look good, but we know he is good. He's a really, really interesting question. I'm going to have to think harder on that one. But I want to say gut, you do it, but I can hear arguments for both sides.
I hear it. It's Washington has put themselves in a really interesting situation because they remain a relatively young team, especially with, you know, key positions. But they've got some guys all of a sudden that – you wonder what happens next. J.D. McKissic, I think maybe you got to explore a Taylor Heineke contract. If you're bringing him back next year as your starter, as competing to be your starter, I think there would be some trouble. The contract he signed is a real basically veteran minimum, and he's getting, you know, he's hitting all his incentives because Fitz went down. But his base salary is about $1 million. Case Keenum's making $6 million. Like, I think those things will kind of need to be addressed, especially if he finishes the year playing like he has.
And so here's the thing. If he can go sign a big deal to start somewhere else, then you start looking at the Tyrod Taylors, the Marcus Mariotas. And, you know, I don't think they're that different in terms of quality than a Heineke. Like, I think Mariota could step in and do similar things in Washington. So maybe you bring in someone like that, and then that guy is the segue, you know, saying we draft the guy in the first round to be the future at quarterback that can, you know, I think a guy like Marcus Mariota is a perfect guy that can just be that bridge that maybe Heineke currently is, but he's not going to, if he's going to sign a big deal somewhere else, like,
well,
he's
on
that
the
big
contract
deal
for next year. And then, to be honest with you, I don't think the contract talk is even a thought in their head at this point. Because I have an opportunity to keep looking, and I also have the opportunity to bring him back next year and see what goes down. Why would I just want to go sign a deal now when he can probably not be the guy next year? You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I think this is a little bit too premature.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I would hope he wouldn't demand to be like I would feel bad if like
he can't demand nothing right now.
Yeah, if he plays like lights out the last 5 weeks and then he's the number one hot quarterback on the market, but he's still under contract for $1 million in Washington.
I just remember how it went with Kirk and how they boxed themselves into this terrible situation.
Yeah, I know.
We're not there yet. Brian's right. It is premature. Nate, we appreciate the time. We always do, buddy.
We would be remiss if we didn't say that the Washington Capitals are the greatest NHL team in the history of hockey. And if you're not watching the Caps, if you're not a Caps fan, just turn them on when they're on. They are electric. It's the most fun you can have watching sports right now.
Nate, you got to also get Barstool Sports.
B-Mitch wants some gear from you.
Some joggers. They got some nice joggers to play golf in. So I'm going to holler at you.
Thank you, B-Mitch. Thank you for helping me feed my family. I really appreciate that.
You don't have a family, and he wants you to give him the pants.
I need you to give me your hookup.
Oh, I thought you said you bought them. That's awkward.
No, I did buy one pair, but I'm trying to get the other ones from the Nate's discount.
All right, I'll have my people reach out to your people.
All right, if your people don't reach out to me next time I see you, I'm going to have myself reach out to you.
I got you. Don't you worry, I have you.
All right, thank you, Nate. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.
All right. Hitting the phone lines next, 106.7 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One thing we haven't talked about yet, Brian.
And what's that, sir?
How in the hell do you have another wild leak at your stadium?
Was this one in the owner's box?
So it wasn't in the owner's box, but it was in the owner's level of suites.
On
those
club
low
level?
No, like the low joints where the press box is.
Yeah.
Below club level.
That's the owner's club.
Right. Imagine for a moment, Lamphill, if that had occurred in the owner's box. Imagine the videos. Imagine the gifts.
Oh, because see, that's what I thought last night.
Imagine the massive amount of people being fired.
Said, oh, no, it's in the owner's box. And I was like, oh, well, they'll get it corrected then. So it was in some of those smaller suites right off the little area where you have the bars and stuff at.
Yeah. Like, you know where you come across.
Where they do the broadcast
set. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
when you own your home, right?
Where are the pics?
Where are the pics of what?
I'm sure somebody put mine on Twitter.
Hold on. You haven't seen the videos?
No, I don't. I was tired as hell last night when I got home. I saw was my back of my eyelids.
This is going to be fun. So Bimich gets to watch this live on the radio. I want to point one thing out because there were real questions the last time. I mean, the fact that we're talking about this for the second time is just ridiculous. There were legit questions from the last time that it was a sewage pipe that burst. Mm-hmm. Last night was not a sewage pipe. Like, when you watch the video, you can tell very clearly it's not sewage. It looks to me like the sprinkler system. Watch that. All right, live reaction from B-Mitch watching the video from last night. You see how much water's pouring down?
Oh, that's a sprinkler system.
Totally.
Yeah.
But how the hell does that happen?
But
somebody ripping heaters in there?
Dude, yeah, I'm thinking that's one of those little. That looks more like part of it, because it's
the bar area, the open area by the owner's club.
But it's a few other suites right there. Some other people like major donors.
Yeah, that looks like. I'm telling you.
That doesn't look like one of those little regular.
No, that's not a suite. That's no, not just a.
That looked like somebody that may be right next to his.
So here's all I have to say, and it's so obvious. I spend a lot of time at FedEx Field, and people don't want to call in and defend it. God bless you, right? Like, you guys like it because you have good experiences there. That doesn't make it a good stadium. It's a hole. If you don't, this is simple.
How many people try to defend FedEx Field?
Remember last week we had Rally Captain and people tweeting at us?
Hey, man, listen.
It's fine. I don't want.
You got to know your sources. Sometimes.
This is a basic, fundamental concept here. You own a car, right? Mm-hmm. You own a car. Better change the damn oil every 3,000 miles. 3,000 miles might be a myth. That's big oil. Probably need to do it every 5,000 miles.
Yeah, a lot of cars now go up to 10.
Sure, but you got to maintain your car.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your car is going to fall apart.
You don't want to be at 100,000 miles and you never change your oil.
You own a house.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fireplace in my house. I love having fires, right? My girls love it. We do it together.
I'm getting a new one.
It's great. You got to get your fireplace cleaned out every couple of years.
Yeah, you got to get it checked. If you got a gas fireplace, it may have a leak in it. You got to get that situated.
Cost you a little bit of money.
Yes, it did.
But if you don't do anything with it, it's going to be a big problem later.
You get your windows changed.
Yep. Paul Henry, hook you up.
Call my man.
Plumbing. Landfill, you got a plumbing problem? You get a plumber out there to check it out.
Or it may back up and you're going to have that all in your house.
Much bigger problem.
Yeah.
You could have a pipe burst.
And may have the backup.
If you don't spend the money to maintain things, they fall apart. Especially if they were built under shoddy construction in a rush to get built in the first place. They have not invested a dime at FedEx Field over the course of 20 years. And it's all coming to roost.
When you
and now they're so focused on a new stadium that there's probably a little tightening of purse strings to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
The sound system. Something as simple as the sounds. Dude, I was just in Charlotte, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was just there. That stadium's built the same year as FedEx. It's not elite. It's not a top five stadium, but it's not terrible. Their video boards, their sound system, the LED boards, it's all just better because you have to invest money over time
mm-hmm.
to keep things. Arrowhead. I've been to Arrowhead. Arrowhead was built in 1972 or something.
Yeah, it's old.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
When you buy something, you need to also build in what's the cost to maintain it. And just do it. Point blank.
Phone calls next. 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.